Good morning. I'm Bob Helbeck, the senior minister at the Church of Christ in East Palestine, Ohio, and I'm really glad you've joined us this morning for our daily devotions. My topic today is godliness. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 through 6 says, "For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to your goodness knowledge, and to your knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness." Now, godliness is simply being like God in character. The story was first reported by Dallas Morning News, and then it was picked up by the United Press, and it ran nationwide. The paper reported that an elderly North Dallas couple, the Davenports, were sitting at home one quiet evening, enjoying a delicious meal. As they finished up their meal, a burglar broke into their house and pointed a gun at them and demanded money. While Mrs. Davenport frantically searched through her purse for some money, the burglar noticed they were watching television. And asked Mr. Davenport what they were watching, and he said it was a church service. And the burglar said, "Are you all Christians?" And the Davenport said, "Yes." And the burglar said, "In all seriousness, me too." So how do you think the story ended? With the burglar repenting and asking for forgiveness and prayer? No, he took their money and left. I wonder what church he belonged to. I wonder if he tithed the money he stole. Evidently, he saw no discrepancy between claiming to be a Christian and stealing. Now, we say, how strange. How can someone act like that? How can someone think like that? But the sad truth is, that type of thinking is not unusual. But the fact is, God calls us to be different than the world. He calls us to be like him. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21, down through chapter 5, verse 1, gives us a great description of what it means to be godly. Let's read it. Ephesians 4, beginning of verse 21. "Surely you heard of him and were taught in him, accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self." Now, notice this right here. Get this. "Created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor. For we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only is what is helpful for building up others according to their needs, that it may be a benefit to those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ forgave you." Now notice, be imitators of God. Now the truth is, it is not easy to be godly. But you're not in this thing alone. 2 Peter 1:3 says, "His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness." God has promised to help you be godly. Now, that doesn't mean you won't have lapses. It doesn't mean you won't ever sin again. But it does mean that if you make the effort, if you pursue godliness, God, through his divine power, will help you grow in godliness. Father, help us to imitate you. It is so easy to get caught up with the thinking and the philosophy and the ways of the world. But help us to be different. Help us to live a way that people will say they see our Father in us. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We're not currently meeting together because of the coronavirus outbreak. So be sure to subscribe to our podcast to get all of our online services and daily devotions delivered right to your phone. You can find us in iTunes and Google Podcasts, or listen online at www.cocep.org. Have a great week.